The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After much debate had taken place, Peter got up and said to the apostles and the presbyters, "My brothers, you are well aware that from the early days God made his choice among you, that through my mouth the Gentiles would hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness by granting them the Holy Spirit, just as he did us. He made no distinction between us and them, for by faith he purified their hearts. Why then are you now putting God to the test by placing on the shoulders of the disciples the yoke that neither our ancestors nor we have been able to bear? On the contrary, we believe that we are saved through the grace of our Lord Jesus, in the same way as they." The whole assembly fell silent, and they listened while Paul and Barnabas described the signs and wonders God had worked among the Gentiles through them. After they had fallen silent, James responded, "My brothers, listen to me. Simon has described how God first concerned himself with acquiring from among the Gentiles a people for his name. The words of the prophets agree with this, as it is written, 'After this I shall return and rebuild the fallen hut of David. From its ruins I shall rebuild it and raise it up again, so that the rest of humanity may seek out the Lord, even all the Gentiles, on whom my name is invoked.' Thus is the Lord who accomplishes these things, known from of old. It is my judgment, therefore, that we ought to stop troubling the Gentiles who turn to God, but tell them by letter to avoid pollution from idols, unlawful marriage, the meat of strangled animals, and blood. For Moses, for generations now, has had those who proclaim him in every town, as he has been read in the synagogues every Sabbath. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Announce his salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations, among the peoples his wondrous deeds. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. He has made the world firm, not to be moved. He governs the peoples with equity. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations." My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You see why I tell everybody John 15 is where you start reading the scriptures? Because here is where Jesus brings it all together. And he tells the disciples, but he's saying this to you. "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you." Think about it. With the same love that God the Father has for Jesus, he has for you. And then he just says this again. This is John 15. "Remain in my love." So today, I just want to encourage you, please, be still for a while. Read these words again and again and again till they go from your heavy and hard head until your harder heart. And they melt that heart with his holy word, with the grace. Remember, that's what you hear in the first reading today. By grace we are saved. Grace is God's love. It's God's presence. It's God's doing everything for you. So be still with him. Read again and again, "As the Father has loved me, I love you. Remain in my love." And what this should give you is joy. "I have told you all this that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." Today, know you're loved. Today, remain in that love. And today, know joy. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. God bless you.